Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Tuesday. Conference finals start tonight. Celtics Heat live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Fox Sports Radio. We're on FS1. Joy Taylor is joining me. Peter King, Steven Jackson today. Cedric Sabalo stops by. Joy, jet lag is out, done.
You ready to go?
I am ready to go tonight. Miami and Boston. This is, you got a lot invested here emotionally. I can watch from afar. I don't have an emotional connection. I just respect the heck out of how the Heat run their business.
I don't know if you heard. You were out when I made my NBA championship prediction.
Oh, well, you got Miami winning it all?
I do.
In a sweep?
I'm not saying a sweep. I'm actually really happy that there's only been one sweep in the playoffs so far.
The playoffs have been great.
They're up 23%.
Yeah, ratings are great. Listen, we say this all the time. Basketball is two sports. Like, it's regular season, and then it's like a different sport. Like, it's officiated differently in the playoffs.
The energy is up. People are diving for balls.
Oh, it's great.
It's been awesome.
So, Miami-Boston starts tonight. They are the two best Eastern Conference basketball franchises in the last 25 years. We went and looked this up this morning, and the winning percentages, the titles, the NBA All-Stars, I mean, across the board, it's almost even. They both win about 55% of their games. They both have had 35 All-Star appearances. But one has three titles and one has one title. And, of course, there's a reason for that. And his name is Dwayne Wade. And Boston's been searching for their Dwayne Wade. It's never been a great free agent hub. NBA players given the choice of the weather in Miami, the taxes or lack thereof, the aqua water, have historically, whether it's Gary Payton, whether it's LeBron, Chris Bosh, whether it's Shaq, people choose Miami generally over time. Pat Riley's also been one of the great architects in American professional sports history. But Boston, I believe, now has their Dwayne Wade. We do this in the NFL all the time. When we talk about quarterbacks, we consider everything. I mean, we even look at Wonderlic scores. Are they big enough? Do they have a good arm? Are they leaders? In my case, do they wear their hat on forward, not backward? We consider everything. But if you took everything into consideration in the NBA today. Age. Do you have a lot of years left? What position do you play? Lack of an ego. Do you play on the defensive end? It's a shooter's league. Can you shoot? Do you have any baggage? If you considered everything with every NBA player, I'm not saying best player, I'm saying who do you build your franchise around? And for the record, that is the greatest compliment. When you're a free agent, you could be a radio host, you could be an NBA player, you could be an attorney or a nurse. You're on the market. Who do you build around for the next 10 years? That's ultimately who you love. I take three people. Number one, Giannis. Number two, Luka. And number three, Jason Tatum. Luka can't defend nearly as good as him, and that matters. Giannis can't shoot like him. Jokic plays a less important position today and can't defend wings. Embiid is hurt too often. I love Trae Young, but he's small. I love Ja Morant, but I worry about his durability. What does Jason Tatum find me the hole? He's a great free throw shooter. Late in games, he is the guy on the floor in this league you want at the line. He can shoot threes. We saw with Kevin Durant, he can defend the wing. He can handle the ball. We saw that Devin Booker struggled to create his own shot. Jason Tatum doesn't. And he gets better every year, slightly. Go look at his points, assists, rebounds, efficiency. They tick up every year. It's funny, there's always these lists, who's this, who's that. And I thought this morning, the greatest compliment you can pay any employee is, you're on the market. Let the bidding commence. Giannis, Luka, Tatum. Doesn't have baggage, no ego, plays both ends, plays the right position, can handle it, could bring it up, score on the wing, defend the wing. I don't know if he's the third best player in the league. I don't know. But Devin Booker, there's a guy that struggles to create his own shot. Ja Morant, will he stay healthy? Trae Young, who's he going to defend? Jokic, that position doesn't matter as much. Embiid, he's hurt too much. Giannis, Luka, Jason Tatum. And 24 years old, I believe this is the first year, in my opinion, this is the first year of his prime. Like this year you watch them and you're like, okay, now some guys enter the NBA, Tim Duncan, years ago, and you felt like the prime was like year two. So it takes a while with the one and done guys. But I think this is the first of about 7 to 8 top three guys you'd build around in the NBA. I like Boston in the series. I think they'll get more good looks offensively. I think Miami will struggle to consistently get really good quality shots. I get the better defense, the better star, the better closer. I'll take Boston in 6. So, I like Chris Paul a lot. He did not have a great series, especially after game 2. And I can acknowledge that. But Patrick Beverley, who is a feisty, annoying guy, not nearly the player Chris Paul has been in his career, but he was on another network, a former employer of mine, and just taking shots at Chris Paul. Here it is.
Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when he played Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA. And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel. And that's the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We gonna be honest? We want to be really honest? He can't guard.
Well, it should be noted, a lot of great stars, especially when they're 37, are not considered defensive stoppers. I think you'd be surprised how many all-time greats did not win a championship. In the NFL, we always say Dan Marino, but Warren Moon, Dan Fouts, Jim Kelly, never won Super Bowls. In baseball, either did Ted Williams, never won a World Series, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey, Mike Trout, Tony Gwynn. In the NBA, Charles Barkley, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing, Allen Iverson. And there's two things that you have to consider when you criticize Chris Paul and guys that haven't won a championship. In all sports, baseball, football, basketball. Number one, who was in your way? I love Phil Mickelson, but Tiger in his prime, you weren't going to beat him. Who was in your way? And who was your greatest teammate? So let's talk about Chris Paul's greatest teammates. One of them jumped over a car. His name was Blake Griffin. He won a slam dunk contest. It was the height of his career. He couldn't shoot as the league progressively became more of a shooter's league. He was never comfortable outside, kind of stiff, hyper-athletic, and disappeared when Chris Paul left his side. His other great player was James Harden. Yes, he's sometimes in shape, sometimes engaged, often not, and a playoff failure. His best run was, of course, when Chris was in the backcourt with him. And the third player is Devin Booker. I like him a lot, but I think we all can admit now he's maybe the best number two in the league, but struggles to create his own shot. And Devin Booker was in Phoenix long before Chris Paul. How were the Suns then? Terrible. Those are his three great teammates. Also in that time, it should be noted, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Klay played together in Golden State. Pretty good. And there was this guy named LeBron James over in the East. Pretty good. Who's in your way, and who did you play with? I know this will come as a surprise to people in their 20s, but Michael Jordan never won a playoff series without Scottie Pippen. A series. Not one, ever. And he played for years without him. He could never get past Bird and McHale's Celtics. He could never get past the Pistons when they were young or the Lakers when they were young. But the Lakers, Boston, and Detroit got old about the same time Scottie Pippen arrived. And it's amazing Michael became the greatest winner of all time. Never won a playoff series without Pippen. I always ask the same two questions. Who's in your way? Bird, McHale, Magic, Kareem, Worthy, Bad Boys, Chuck Daly. Who's in your way? And who is your best teammate? Marino. Dan Marino. Never had a great running back. In his era, it was a running back league. Never had a great running back. Dan Marino, his best defense was his rookie year. Look it up. And he got to a Super Bowl. He never got back and mostly had crap defenses his entire career. He had one other really high-end defense. Dan's best defense was his rookie year. And he, as a rookie, got to the Super Bowl. And from that point forward, he had to carry a franchise with weak defenses and no real true number one running back. Who's in your way? Oh, by the way, who was in his way? I don't know. Elway and Joe Montana and eventually, you know, some pretty good quarterbacks. So I will defend him righteously. Chris Paul is great. He's never had a great number two. He's had some of the greatest players in league history in his way.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Don't believe in coincidences, never have. Stuff happens for a reason. And when it happens in a very short time span, somebody wants it out. So after the season, I said, Kevin Durant left Golden State. He made a mistake, leaving Steph Curry, fundamentally one of the smartest, most decent, most selfless stars ever. Maybe number one in terms of selfless for Kyrie Irving. It was a big mistake. And he left, not because he hated Steph, but he's not confrontational. Kevin Durant's more passive-aggressive. He's got a secret Twitter. He's good at reacting on social media, but he did not want to confront Draymond Green. And in the end, because of that and that inability to confront, he went to Brooklyn. And it's been a mess. Two first-round exits, a second-round exit. It's been a mess. But Kevin Durant, to his credit, is not making the same kind of mistake. He's not going to leave here. He's tied in financially with his contract. But I said a couple of weeks ago, I said, he's got to go upstairs to the owners and executives and lay it out. Let's think about moving off Kyrie. It's time to be a grown-up. I know he's your boy, he's your friend, he's your buddy. It's time. You already made one mistake. You couldn't make up with Draymond. Don't make a second one. Don't tie yourself to Kyrie forever. You're better than him. You're harder working than him. You're more dependable than him. You're going to be an all-time great player above him. KD, you deserve better. Don't think you should have left, but you deserve better than Kyrie and James Harden. And so now all of a sudden, stuff has suddenly happened. Anybody notice Nike announcing they'll move off Kyrie? Think it's a coincidence? Nike also represents KD. Brian made a call. Don't have leverage when you don't get that $30 million coming a year for the shoe deal. Also, anybody notice, Sean Marks in the last week has come out publicly and taken a shot at Kyrie. Here it is.
I think we know what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball, and be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
Yeah, well, it's about Kyrie. So Nike, we're going to get out of the Kyrie business. Sean Marks were considering getting out of the Kyrie business. And then Kyrie Irving, a mea culpa, just dropped. Here's Kyrie.
I definitely feel like if I was in the same maturity level I am now and understanding who I am, and I look back on that time then, we definitely would have won more championships together because there would have been a better man-to-man understanding about what I'm going through. I didn't know how to share my emotions. I didn't know how to do that. So instead of sharing, I isolated myself. Mm. And I just started pouring myself more into the game of basketball. And I had one of my better seasons, but I wasn't connecting with everybody as much during our championship year.
Well, you're not exactly doing a great job of that now, but nonetheless, he was willing to go out and say that. But all these things bunched up in a week. Nike, we're going to get out of the Kyrie business. They have a relationship with KD. Sean Marks, we're looking for potentially players who are more committed. And Kyrie now coming out and acknowledging, I've had my issues too. This is exactly what should have happened. These are all KD approved. KD needs to hold people accountable. I just finished a great book on the Lakers, Phil, Kobe, and Shaq. And you got to hold people accountable. And sometimes it's difficult. And the Lakers had a hard time, Shaq and Phil, holding Kobe accountable. He wasn't a great teammate. But they tried, and they confronted him, and they yelled at him, and they argued with him. And I appreciated that. That's one of the things about KD. I don't question the talent. I question the commitment to be confrontational with teammates, to go up and say, get vaxxed, be available, play defense, be a better teammate, be more dependable. Kevin Durant has earned the right as one of the game's great players in the last 25 years. He has earned the right to have a great teammate. Because Kyrie's got the talent, it's the other stuff he's missing.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I do some NFL predictions, and I did one March 22nd. That was after free agency. There's no question free agency make teams better. Like Miami, by getting Tyreek Hill and Cedric Wilson, that's going to be a better team, right? They're going to be a better offense for Tua. And then now, 7 weeks later, I give you my post-draft,
and my post-schedule prediction for the NFL. I have the right to make several amendments. Our Constitution has 24, 26, something like that. I get some amendments. Here we go. This is my March 22nd NFL standing prediction. Let's start AFC. So initially I said Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, Jets. I'm going to flip that. Dolphins will leap the Patriots. Patriots go down to third. The Jets are an easy fourth. The Bills are an easy one. Why? I thought the Patriots had a pathetic draft. Belichick's calling offensive plays. And the truth of the matter is I think the momentum in this division is with Buffalo and Miami. They have pivoted to an offensive franchise. And I think Tua is going to be – listen, Tua beat him twice last year. Now he's got actual weapons. Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, nothing changes. I made another change in the AFC North. I had Bengals first, Browns fourth, because I don't know when Deshaun plays. I have flipped the Steelers and Ravens. Why? Hollywood Brown got moved. I do not like Baltimore's early schedule. In a five-week period, late September to late October, they go to New England and then face Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, and Tom Brady. They also end the season at Joe Burrow, and they face Denver. Pittsburgh doesn't face Denver. Yes, they faced Belichick and Brady early, both at home. I'll take the Steelers second, Ravens third. Also like the Steelers draft. And then in the South, no changes. I'm going to have the Colts, the Titans, the Texans, and the Jaguars. With no A.J. Brown, Tennessee becomes very Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry reliant. I don't like it. So I've got the Bills, Broncos, Bengals, Colts winning their divisions. In the NFC, a major change in the NFC East. I thought the Philadelphia Eagles had an exceptional draft weekend. I did not think the Cowboys or the Commanders did. So I have the Eagles going from third to first. Philadelphia wins the division. Commanders, again, I like Carson Wentz as an upgraded quarterback and Ron Rivera. I do not see Dallas as a playoff team. I thought they had a weird draft with several reaches. Didn't answer the questions I wanted to. Giants are an easy pick for four. I'm going to make another switch. I looked at San Francisco's schedule. I had it Rams, Niners, Cardinals, Seahawks. Rams, Seahawks, the easy choice. I think Arizona's made good moves. They're going to get the Kyler stuff wrapped up. It's all going to be good. He's going to get his money. And the Niners' schedule in the middle of the season is absolutely brutal. I also did not like San Francisco's draft. Vikings, Packers, Bears, Lions. That's my prediction early. I think Minnesota will be the most improved team in the NFL. Kirk Cousins, though limited, will get an offensive coach. I like their draft as well. Bucks, Saints, Panthers, Falcons. I feel stronger today about the Saints. I think the Saints' Jarvis Landry acquisition's a real one. I think they draft about as well as anybody in the NFC. So there you go. Major flip in the NFC East. Philadelphia had a great draft weekend. I like the way their schedule works out. I showed it to you yesterday. They only face two elite quarterbacks. They're spread out 8 weeks apart or close to that. There you go.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
By the way, a good rule for any business is don't buy stuff that could trap you. I've always been a big believer. Lease your fun, lease your boats, lease your jet skis, lease your fun. Lease your convertible sports car if you have one of those or can afford one of those. Lease your fun. Just don't get trapped with stuff. Leave yourself the ability to be flexible and nimble. And so the Lakers are, according to a report, according to Sam Amick of The Athletic, they're asking coaching candidates how they'd use Russell Westbrook. Good luck. This is what Philadelphia is going to have to do if they sign James Harden to a long-term contract. They're going to have to ask the coach once Doc Rivers gets fired, because he will if you coach James Harden. How are you going to make James Harden work? You can't. He's James Harden. Child psychologists will tell you that by 9 years old, your daughter or son's personality has been formed. If they're a brat at nine, they're a brat. If they're thoughtful at nine, they're thoughtful. Kind, loud, whatever the personality trait, it is what it is. Memo to NBA general managers. There's a reason Pat Riley's better than almost all of you or all of you, because he never gets trapped, right? Like, they don't get trapped on stuff. And it's very – now, I'm not saying every contract the Heat have is great. It's the NBA. Even the best GMs. Jerry West has had a bad contract. Pat Riley's had an occasional bad contract. Sometimes, you know, you just got to pay a guy. You need a wing defender. He's on the market. There's nothing in the draft. Increasingly, the drafts are spotty. But it's not that complicated. Don't sign headaches to long contracts. James Harden's a headache. Westbrook's toxic. He's a headache. John Wall's a headache. You can't sign James Harden to a long contract. You'll be asking yourself an hour and a half into it, yeah, Doc, we appreciate your service. We got to hire a new coach. And you'll be asking him, how can you make Harden work? What's amazing about Westbrook is nobody was in the Lakers' offices. I'm always fascinated by this. You ever watch a movie, comes out a movie, and it's boring, and you're like, oh, that's going to bomb. And I always think to myself, did nobody at Paramount, you know, just raise their hand in a room and go, yeah, none of my friends would watch this movie. This is not an interesting movie. And they greenlight movies, give them hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're like, did nobody stand up and go, yeah, nobody's going to watch this movie in my social circle? Not one person. Did nobody in the Lakers ever do this? Hey, yeah, if we sign Westbrook and it doesn't work, and the chances are, since he's not a good player off ball, it won't, how will we get rid of him? It's not hard. Just don't get trapped as a business. Sign shorter contracts. Don't go, you know, you look around the NBA, Pat Riley doesn't get trapped a lot. If you look at the Warriors, they don't get trapped a lot. I mean, does anybody raise their hand ever in these meeting rooms and just go, yeah, I'd like to say this is not going to work with Westbrook. Like if it does kind of work, but we know it probably won't if you look to analytics and him playing off ball, how do we move him? That would be the same thing with James Harden. How would you move him? It doesn't work. He's a shot fighter. So I don't think it's not that complicated. If you look at who's working in these sports leagues, now baseball you throw out because they have no salary cap, and the Yankee revenue is 25 times as big as the A's or, you know, the Padres or Pirates or Kansas City or Cincinnati. But in these salary cap leagues, just try not to get trapped. That's it. Now, the NFL, you don't have to get trapped because the league has more power than the players' union. The baseball, you're constantly trapped because the players' union is so strong. But at the NBA, I can't be the only person that watches some of these moves and thinks, if this doesn't go well, how the hell do you get out of it? The Westbrook thing is a great example of that. How would you get out of that? Now, they can't. They're literally have to ask coaching candidates, how do you make this work? Trade him? It's not going to. He can't play off ball.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So we're going to play a little buy, sell, or hold. As your financial advisor, I will tell you we'll offer you potential outcomes. And then, Joy, I will say, buy this, sell this, or hold. It's very turbulent market right now. The stock market's up today, Joy. So as a financial advisor, I'm here to protect your wealth. Here we go.
Time to
buy, sell, or hold.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Colin will decide if he'll
buy it,
sell,
I want you to sell,
or hold.
Please hold.
The Packers will win at least 13 games for the fourth straight season.
That is a sell. They do not
sell.
They do not have a number one receiver, and their receivers are old, average, and rookies. And so they also lost Nathaniel Hackett, who was their offensive, you know, guru. So I just think Minnesota's better. Their schedule's not easy in the middle of it. That's a sell.
Jimmy Garoppolo is traded by week one.
Hold.
Hold, please.
Baker Mayfield's cheaper and healthier. So I think that's a hold.
The Niners will make the playoffs.
I hate to say this, but I'm a sell on this.
Sell, sell, sell.
Now, they haven't made the playoffs back-to-back since 2012-2013. People may not realize that. We think of them as a winning.
Right.
They haven't done that in 10 years. And the other thing is, look at the quarterbacks the Niners play this year. I'll read them to you. Matt Stafford twice, Kyler Murray twice, Russell Wilson, Mahomes, Herbert, Brady, and Carr. Nine guys that will probably make the Hall of Fame. And yes, Derek Carr will make the Hall of Fame. You need to get over that, America.
Josh Allen wins the MVP this season.
That's a buy.
Bye, bye, bye.
Only Patrick Mahomes has better odds. They added Jamison Crowder and O.J. Howard. I think this organization has really figured it out. Now, they lost Brian Daboll, but they've got some momentum in the coaching ranks offensively. I think he does everything well. I think he's such a one of one. I mean, he's like Mahomes, but 4 inches taller and probably faster. He's too good not to win a Super Bowl. Buffalo's earned. Well, they deserve a Super Bowl, and they're going to earn it this year, I think.
The Dolphins will win more games than the Patriots.
That's a bye for me.
Bye, bye, bye!
The Patriots only won one more game last year, and the Patriots had a bad draft, and the Dolphins added Sony Michel, Tyreek Hill, Cedric Wilson, the best left tackle arguably in football, Teron Armstead, Raheem Mozart. They just upgraded everywhere. So this is a team that beat New England twice last year, and they are significantly more dynamic with an offensive coach this year. So Miami comes in and buys for a wild card spot in the AFC East.
That's an interesting one. Kenny Pickett will start week one over Mitchell Trubisky.
I thought about this. I'll go hold.
Hold, please.
Because their early schedule is brutal. Week one at the Bengals. Week two, Belichick. Week three at Cleveland. Would you start Trubisky for the September? Not that they may just decide to go with Kenny Pickett, but boy, that's a rough way to open up going toe-to-toe with Deshaun or a Joe Burrow and Bill Belichick, who just eats young quarterbacks alive. If I could miss the Belichick game, if I was Mike Tomlin and say, I want to pass on the Belichick game, let's start in week three, that feels truer.
The Bengals will repeat as AFC North champs.
Bye. I think they had the most stable offseason. When's the last time we said that in their division? Baltimore lost their star receiver. Cleveland's got a new quarterback. Pittsburgh's got a new quarterback. They just upgraded their weakness online. I thought Cincinnati had a great, great offseason. And so I like them. I usually the Super Bowl loser, I don't. But all I see is young, talented guys, a managing a salary cap that's flexible and manageable, and an upgraded O-line. No reason they won't repeat.
Baker Mayfield is traded by week one.
Bye, because NFL officials are meeting with Deshaun this week, and we could get some clarity on the potential suspension or outcomes for Deshaun. And I go back to this. Baker's not that expensive. At $18 million, he's one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world. So I would absolutely, I don't know where the landing spot is, but we also know this. Quarterback's going to get hurt in the preseason.
Yes.
And he's cheaper than Garoppolo. And I think people now are really concerned about Jimmy G's health.
The Chiefs will reach the Super Bowl.
No, I don't think they're a sell.
Sell.
They're not as good defensively. They lost Charvarius Ward at corner and Honey Badger. And they also lost Tyreek Hill, so they're not quite as dynamic. I think they'll be very good and make the playoffs. But I picked Denver to win the division, and I still feel that.
The Broncos will win at least 10 games.
Oh, God, that's the easiest buy on the board.
Bye.
Fox bet 10.5 go over. People are forgetting. Randy Gregory, DJ Jones. And they drafted Nick Benito out of Oklahoma. Massive, massive upgrade on their defensive front in a division with great quarterbacks. So they figured it out. Better at quarterback, better at getting to their quarterback, Herbert Carr Mahomes. Hustler Turf's the brand lawn care pros have trusted for years. Us weekend Joes, residential mowers too. Go to hustlerturf.com. There's a dealer near you. There's 1,400 nationwide. Buy, sell, and hold.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Steven Jackson played for a decade and a half, 8 different teams, now our Fox Sports NBA analyst. All the Smoke with Steven and Matt Barnes, a great podcast too. You know, I was saying earlier, if you considered everything, your age, your baggage, can you defend, your position, your maturity, your ability to close games, I would say if you told me I get every NBA player over the next 10 years to build around, I'd start with Giannis, I'd go to Luka, and I'd go to Tatum. And I think everybody agrees on the first two, Stephen, and they kind of bristle at Jason Tatum. And I'm like, he's the best free throw shooter for a great player in the league. He can defend like crazy on the wing. I mean, Jokic plays a position that, you know, just not as important. I don't trust Ja or Trae Young's size. They don't defend. Embiid's hurt. I think Tatum's amazing. You know, you were a wing player. Do you buy him? What do you make of Tatum's growth and who he is today?
Tatum is top five in the league right now, top five player in the league. And it shows with his play. I mean, he's been – the reason why they're playing well now, they've been through the ups and downs already. They've been through the losing to LeBron in the playoffs and all that. So it's their time to shine. I think Boston knew the player they were getting, And he's blossoming into everything that they wanted. And it's showing. That's why they're in the Eastern Conference Finals right now.
You know, Jimmy Butler's an interesting player. He's a great athlete. I don't consider him a great shooter, but he's just so damn athletic. I just want him on my team. Is there a way to defend Jimmy Butler? What would you force him to do?
I think the way he works on his game and the way he competes and his will to win, it's really nothing you can do. You just better you got to hope he have an off night. And that's what you do with most stars. You know, you can't really stop him. You try to make it difficult, but you just got to hope they have an off night. Jimmy's a competitor. And one thing I like about Jimmy, if his shot's not going, he does other things.
Yeah.
He plays defense, make plays for other guys. And I think that's what makes him so dangerous.
I'm going to take Boston because I think over the course of six or seven games, they're going to get more good shots. I think they make it really difficult. And I don't love, Bam, Oladipo, I don't think they're great offensive players. So I think Boston's going to get more good looks, more good shots over the next week. I'd take them. Who do you like in the series and why?
I like Boston. I just think Tatum has more help than Jimmy Butler. I'm real confident in Jimmy Butler. I'm good friends with him, and I know the type of dog he is. And I even believe in Spoelstra, but Boston is the deeper team. You got the defensive player of the year, Marcus Smart. Brown is playing unbelievable. And when Tatum and Brown get to the point where they're both getting 25, 30 points each game, they're going to be hard to beat. Horford is coming in with his veteran leadership, playing great defense. A big reason why they're moving on to the next round. So they have the complete team. Shout out to the coach as well.
So something we have seen over the last several years, Stephen, is it used to always be the coach. A lot of times, maybe he played college basketball. He wasn't an NBA great. He had a system. There was a certain kind of prototype for a coach. And now we're seeing guys like Jason Kidd get a second or third chance. Kidd had a great series against Monty Williams. And I don't know. I go back to the teams you were with and the coaches. Does it matter that the coach played? Do you think Kidd has value to players based on his great career?
Well, I wouldn't say it matters, but it does matter because you have to play basketball somewhat, right? You have to know what a basketball play looks like. You have to know somewhat what the games look like in real time in your own experience. I definitely think coaches can coach and be great without playing basketball. But for me, the coaches that get the most out of their players, the coaches that are able to interact and understand their players and have great relationships with their players are guys who played the game, because a lot of the situations that they'll deal with during the course of the season or during the course of a game, that guy can tell you everything about it and can understand and relate to everything you're saying. Jay Kidd is one of the guys. He's been through every situation he could possibly be in as a player and as a coach. What better guy? And Monty Williams the same way.
Yeah, you had Ty Lue, you had Doc Rivers, so you had guys that played. Now, Doc can – a lot of guys aren't into Doc. Were you a Doc fan?
Yeah, I was cool with Doc. I really appreciated Doc because for giving me another chance when people said I couldn't play. So I forever thank Doc for that. He hasn't looked the best, you know, with being up 3-1 in series and stuff like that. But for the most part, Doc gets a lot of respect for how he played the game. And I think a lot of players still have great relationships with him, even though he don't get the respect he deserves all the time.
Listen, Chris Paul's always been one of those polarizing guys. Like, he barks. A lot of guys don't like it. He was, you know, a lot of people thought he was chippy early in his career. It could be a little cheap. He's not beloved by everybody. He, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan really struggled at times. And so, you know, a week ago he went 14 for 14 and the world loved him. And this week he struggled and the world, you know, everybody's crushing him. What did you make of Patrick Beverley's criticism of him that he can't guard anybody and nobody is afraid of Chris Paul? How did that land for you?
Well, you know, this is a what have you done for me lately world, you know what I mean? And they only love you more from your last game. Chris Paul's a Hall of Famer. Chris Paul's not one of those guys that's in this era of players that just want to be friends with everybody. You know, he want to win, but he want to play basketball. He's a tough-nosed guy. I think any guy that knows basketball would love to play with Chris Paul and be on his team and to go out there and go to war with him. Patrick Beverley, I mean, he's a competitor. He talks a lot, and that's what he does. But we all know, especially basketball players, Patrick Beverley's game is super limited. Always been super limited. I think he do a great job of talking guys out their games at times. But I mean, people leave Patrick Beverley open on offense, so we don't really respect too much. You know what I'm saying? We don't really respect too much what he say about Chris Paul. I don't think nobody in basketball even respected that. But I like Patrick Beverly just off his passion for the game. But what he said about Chris Paul, totally out of line. And he not the one to say nothing like that anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to the Warriors-Mavericks series, which starts tomorrow. You know, it's really interesting. I think I like Golden State, but they're a little old. Dre, Clay, Steph, there's been injuries. Poole's a really good player, but, you know, Steven, he's not great yet because he's not as consistent. He'll give you 28 and then 8. I think they're going to have to play Kuminga and put him on Luka at least a little bit in this series because of his size. I think I like Golden State. What do you make of this series?
I like Golden State. I don't think Dallas has enough firepower to match Warriors in scoring for 7 games. I think Steph's rolling. I think getting out of the Memphis series is a way for them to exhale and go into this round with more confidence. It's a different team, so the matchups and the game plan is going to be different. But for the most part, the way Klay's playing, the way Steph's playing, I think having these guys back, they know what the task at hand. These guys been here before. They know what it takes to get out of the Western Conference and go to the finals, and I think all these guys are focused on that. And this thing too, Herb, they might not get back here. I know they're thinking like, you know, this is the opportunity that we got to take advantage of because we're going to know we're going to get here again. So I'm putting my money on Dallas. I mean, I'm putting my money on the Warriors to take care of business and use that experience.
You know, it's interesting. I'm watching Luka, and as you know, Dallas could never find a great number two for Dirk. Spencer Dinwiddie's a really nice player, but eventually they're going to have to find a great two if they want to make a run on this thing. And I watched Luka's game, and he's very ball dominant. And as a former pro athlete, you know, not everybody's fun to play with. Durant would be fun to play with. Some guys are distributors. Some guys are just shot makers. Would Luka, I watch Luka and I think, oh my God, he's got the ball in his hands. I feel like I'd be staring at him playing. I'd be observing him. I don't know if I'd get, how many shots would I get? When you look at Luka, can he play with another dominant scorer, in your opinion?
Well, I think he can. He doesn't have that now, so we can't see it. But I got to give J. Kidd credit. J. Kidd made sure that he played off the ball last game. I think that's why he had so much success and why he had so much space on this one-on-one. He played off the ball a lot. Dinwiddie had a great offensive game. They let Brunson do his ISOs. And with Luka in the game, Luka played off the ball. And I think J. Kidd understands that he can't be on the ball just dribbling the air out of it every play. Because the defense is going to sit in on him. Sometimes you got to let other guys get off and try to take some of the pressure off you, and then you can get off and have those one-on-one because nobody can guard Luka one-on-one. And that's what you're seeing with the Suns game.
I don't think these are great teams. They're not as good as your Spurs. I think these I said yesterday, I think health could be a factor. None of these teams could afford a major injury. I mean, you go back to the Shaq-Kobe teams, those guys couldn't stand each other. They had disharmony. You know, it was a mess. But they were so good, they just bulldozed their way through it. Same with Jordan's Bulls. Same with KD, Clay, and Steph, and the Warriors. They could have problems behind the scenes. It didn't matter. They were just so good. These teams, I think these teams, who's healthiest? I think it could come down to, 2 6-7 game series. Is there a team you feel best about going into tonight?
For me, total package, I feel Boston. I think Boston has everything they need right now as far as from top to bottom. I kind of worry about the Warriors in the paint with Draymond being really the only guy to be dominant in the paint and really understand the moment they're in with so many young guys. Looney's playing well. Hopefully he can step up. But for Dallas, I don't see any experience there besides Luka. J.K. can't play. You know, he can give experience, but he can't play. And Jimmy, like I said, Jimmy Butler's by himself. You know, I don't know anybody without Kyle Lowry on the court who's ready to step up for that moment. We'll see if Bam Adebayo is ready. But for the most part, Boston is put together from top to bottom years ago for this moment, and it's showing.
Yeah, no, you make a good point. They've been through this thing. People tend to forget that Michael Jordan had 5 and 6 years of getting beat by the Celtics and beat by the Pistons. And that, like, Memphis is probably going to go through that for 3 or 4 years. They're going to get close, right? First round, second round, conference finals. Steven Jackson, the podcast is All the Smoke with Steven and Matt Barnes, both great. And I love seeing you again, man. Thanks.
Always fun having you. All right. Appreciate you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.